Man Sunday. This watch includes the following counties in Texas: Collin, Cook, Denton, Vernon, and Grayson. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means that conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds, and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert to rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
Weather Watch. W5NGU. Temperature 80 degrees.
K5ICR, this is K5GOI.
Weather Watch. W5NGU. Temperature 77 degrees.
Yeah, go ahead, Gus.
Mainly doing an audio test. I'm fixing to activate the net.
KSL, good copy.
We're going up the stairs now to start.
Control programming. All operations, please wait.
WX, receive off.
Please wait. Skywarn, net.
All stations, this is K5GOI activating a net at the request of the National Weather Service. All stations, please stand by. I'm still getting things set up.
Skywarn, net.
K5GOI control for Denton County area. We are activating a net request to the National Weather Service at this time. I'm going to be looking for stations that are south of Highway 380 at this time. All other stations, please continue to monitor. I may need other operators later as this line comes through. So again, I'm looking primarily at this time for stations that are south of 380 or can go south of 380 at this time. All other stations, please monitor. At this point in time, I'm also issuing minimum reporting criteria. Minimum reporting criteria at this time is going to be hail, sea size or larger, winds in excess of 4 or 5, that again is winds in excess of 45 miles an hour, and any lowering or rotation. At this point in time, station south of 380, they can check in, please go now.
K0CSW, Kilo, Zero, Charlie, Sierra, Whiskey, location 407 and 35W, APRS is call dash 7.
Kilo, Charlie, 5, Delta, Charlie, Tango, Kilo, Mike, 5, Papa, Charlie, Charlie, APRS is Kilo, Charlie, 5, Delta, Charlie, Tango, located south of El Dorado and west of Witt in Glencoe.
Do I have any stations that are in the city of Denton or just about within the immediate vicinity?
P5GGY Aubrey.
You said it's prefer to stay at the house, right?
Roger that.
Okay, I need to clarify my statement a little bit. I'm looking for stations that can go mobile towards the responder, 380 West County line. Please hang out, though.
Roger that, K5GGY.
W5DTX, Guy, I'm on 1449, just west. I'm stationary, but I'm just west of 35W.
Dan, can you go to Bonner for me and hang out around that Baptist church?
Roger that. Give me a couple of minutes to get out to my vehicle. WBH.
Stand by, Bob. Okay,
WB6, WBH, go ahead. Yeah, I'm down here at Traffic Club Road. I'll be there when you need me.
Okay, you're going to need to look. You're going to need to be paying attention to your west southwest. I can't hear the parts down here when I key up, but I know there's some badness going on out there. Headed kind of east.
Yes, sir. I'll head to the top of the hill in a second.
Hello, Foxtrot 5, Lima Kilo Juliet, SMS.
Thanks for calling. One more time on the call sign.
Kilo Foxtrot 5, Lima Kilo Juliet.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to go ahead and let you know that this is Colton at work in Sanger. As you know, I'm pizza delivery, but I'm going to be all over Sanger, and I've got my APRS going just in case. So I'll be rolling around Sanger, keeping an eye out on this.
Okay, thanks, Colt. K0 CSW.
CSW, go ahead.
Lucas, go ahead and get down to about 114 and 156. I think there's some trees, a little bit of a problem around there, but look for an opening to make sure you have a way out. That's where I'm going to have you stay put.
Roger that. I am southbound on 156 this time and route to 114. Clear.
This is W5DTX in route to Ponder.
Skywarn.
KZ5-01 X-Drill, this is County Skywarn, and in progress. Minimum reporting criteria at this time is two side scale or larger, winds in excess of 45 miles an hour, or any rotational tornadic activity. Again, minimum reporting criteria, two side scale, winds in excess of 45 miles an hour, and any rotational behavior. KZ5-GOI, net control. Okay, to all stations, what I'm primarily looking at this point in time is going to be in our southeast corner of Denton County. The Delta and Park are generating some history of possible lowering. That's what I'm going to say at this point in time. So they also have had some golf ball, ping pong ball-sized hail. That system is moving generally east towards Tarrant County, but does have some growth hinting towards Dent County. So we're going to be looking to mainly our southwest. But I need other stations continuing, I mean, they're still need to be kind of spot checking due west. There's a line trying to develop that's running diagonal through Wise County. It's had some popcorn type behavior, but it's slowly starting to get together, so we need to be watching that as well. KZ5-GOI net control, Denton County Skywarn.
K0CSW net.
Go ahead, Lucas.
Just wanted to advise on location at 114 and 156.
Thank you, sir.
Met Control.
This is November 5, Whiskey Delta.
N5WD, location, go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, name is Wayne. We are at 2449 in Burnett, approximately 4 miles west of Ponder. Nothing reportable as of this moment.
Thank you for checking in, Wayne, and we'll probably be coming to you in just a little bit. The line in Wayne County has started to build and has some uphill, but it's still a good clip out. All stations, I'd like for y'all to be mindful today off of what I'm seeing of potential street flooding. The storms are not moving exactly what I would call blazing fast, but they seem to be dumping a lot of rain. W5DTX, this is what I was asking you just a few minutes ago. I keep seeing activity form about Argyle, collapse, and then reform. I've got some hints of hail in that, so I'm probably thinking the Fulton Flower Mound station that has not been sent to the southwest corner of that general area. So please be mindful of street flooding. A reminder that if you call in saying a road is impassable, please do not drive through it after you've reported it, or I will have to take it off the list. But if you run across something that is impassable, please let me know.
Hail report.
Station calling with hail report. Call from location. Go.
Eva Charlie 5, Echo Lady Bravo, approximately 1.5 miles, 2 miles east of 1171 and 377. D-size hail, intermittent. I've driven out of it. It is possibly moving towards the east.
Okay, copy. D-size hail, 1.5 miles east of 1171 and 377. Which road are you on right now?
I am on 1171.
Okay, copy. Thank you.
W5DTX.
Go ahead, Ken.
I'm on site at the church. Got a good view to the northwest, west, and southwest, and south.
Okay, I'm going to put you down to 156 to 2449. Thank you. Do I have a station from the National Weather Service on frequency at this time?
-9 on the handheld.
I've got your -9. I was going to see if you could go up 2499 close to DOC for me.
Sure, I'll head that way now. I'm just at Walmart, so it'll take me about 3 minutes to get up there.
Okay, separate stations that are still mobile, head to destination. We're going to sit and park on this for a little bit. I'm going to still leave the minimum reporting criteria in place at this time. B-size hail or larger, winds in excess of 45 miles an hour, and any tornadic activity. At this point in time, it looks like our primary threat is going to be the hail and high winds. When I say high winds, we're talking in excess of 70. So be mindful of that. One of the things I will be looking for as time progresses is tree damage, roof damage, those types of reports. If you report tree damage, I will need to know the diameter of the branches or trunk. Again, P-size hail or larger, winds in excess of 45, any tornadic activity. If you see any tree damage, roof damage, things of that nature, please let me know, and I'll need the diameter of the branches. KC5GOI, net control, Denton County Skywarn, net in progress. All my stations that are in the Justin area, watching a segment of the storm that still does on the west side of Central, southwest Wise County, starting to intensify, so I'm keeping an eye on that. I just want to make sure you guys are aware of it, and do you have a way out if you move suddenly or you can get some coverage.
Question.
Go ahead, Ken.
Guy, which direction is this heading?
East, northeast.
Say again.
It is heading east with a slight north slant to it, is what's happening. I've been watching development collapse out to your west.
It's not to my west, it's right ahead of me, just south of my house.
Okay, well, there's also development between Bolivar and Sanger.
Roger, that's what I'm looking at right now.
Okay, bear in mind my radar's 6 minutes old also. Now, in that, I do see a hint of a hail signature, so let me know what you get. I need to repeat minimum reporting criteria at this time. We're looking for pea-sized hail, winds in excess of 45, and any tornadic activity. Again, pea-sized hail or larger, winds in excess of 45, or any tornadic activity. If you have damages in a little bit from trees being down, things like that, just remember to get the diameter of the tree branch. KC5GOI and control, this is down to Skywarn. Dan, which direction are your winds out of right now?
Out of the west to the north.
Okay, thank you. I just had two more possible hail signatures show up.
CSW, net control.
Go ahead, Lucas.
Be advised, that's going to be a rain-free thing. With loading, I'm not able to tell at this time if there is rotation, but it is definite lower.
Okay, here's what I need from you. Your best estimate on its distance from your current location, keep an eye on it. I'm going to be checking back with you on a regular basis. Do I have any other stations in that area that can correlate what he is seeing? Looking for KE5WTL for starters.
Which direction is it?
Okay, Lucas is off Harriet Creek at 114.
I would estimate between 7 and 8 miles south of my location.
Okay, you're estimating 7 to 8 west of your location, is that correct?
Yes. That is correct.
Okay, thank you. Doug, while you're looking, I'm going to also ask KU5R. Can you look back off that general direction? I think that's almost due west of you. Kilo Foxtrot 5, Uniform Quebec Juliet, KF5QQJ. Can you look that direction also? And can the three of y'all get back with you shortly?
KU5R, I missed most of his reports, but I caught something about lowering, and I do not see a lowering. Do not.
Okay, do me a favor and continue to look off to your west. 85 control.
VTL.
WTL, go.
Fly
like it's going to be a little bit south of me. It's going to probably be down in the area. Maybe not quite that far, but it's going to be just slightly south of me by about 2 miles.
Doug, I can tell you're on an HD. I get the impression you're confirming Lucas's report.
Affirmative, his report is valid.
B30CAO.
Go ahead, Eric.
Guy, can you give me an update on where that location is?
We're looking at just outside Dent County. It sounds like southwest of TMS. Doug's reporting at about 2 miles southwest of his location. Doug is at home.
Received, K7CAO.
All stations, please stand by. I need to get this report typed in. The stations that I have looking at it, if y'all see anything additional, please let me know immediately. AD50P, this is net control.
AD50P.
Scan has that descended any? Does it have any striation to it?
Can't see any striation. It's just starting to form an arc at the base.
Okay, keep an eye on that one also and let me know what you see.
Yeah.
Station ending in November. Go ahead.
Delta 5, Juliet, Uniform November to Net Control. Were you calling for me? Question mark.
Yes, sir. Well, no, sir. Take that back. Not at this time. I would appreciate it if everybody could kind of keep an eye back out to the south-southwest. I know it's starting to get dark. You're going to need to try and catch what you can in between lightning strikes. This is KC5GO1 Net Control, Denton County, Sky Warning.
KC5GO1, K5 IGR.
Go ahead, Matthew.
On behalf of Eric, we are in route to the EOC. K5 IGR.
KG5ECF, this is net control.
KG5ECF, net control, go ahead.
How far west have you gotten so far?
I'm still about 3 miles east of 380.
Okay, you chopped out, I got 3 miles something west of 380.
I'm sitting about 2 to 3 miles east of 288 on 380. I've just got my gear loaded up, ready to roll.
Okay, be advised, it looks like it's close to Denton Airport. I've got a report, I've got the indications of hail, so you may not get as far west as originally planned. Tell you what, do me a favor. Hang out at 35 and 288 by the water tower on the north side of town.
Receiving net control, in route, KG5 ETF.
KU5R, go report.
KU5R, go.
P-sized hail at this location.
Okay, P-sized hail, 2 miles southeast of TMS, thank you. K0CS. CSW, this is Net Control.
CSW, go ahead, but be advised, receive is very weak.
Okay, can you still see your lowering?
Position and head back towards 156. I am covered in rain and cannot see anything.
Okay, thank you. KE5WPL is in control.
Speaking of, go ahead.
How about you? You got anything on that, Doug? KE5WPL, this is Net Control.
Go ahead.
I didn't hear your report. Do you still have sight on that lowering, or has it gotten out of view?
I just have to see.
Okay, I'll come back to you. KE5JOY, Net Control.
JOY, go.
What you got, Henry?
Front's just now hit me, winds are picking up, it's starting to get rain wrapped, and I was looking to the direction from WTL. Initially I was seeing a little bit of lowering, but it's all covered in rain now.
Okay, thank you. 85OP, what about yours? KU5R, go.
Tail has increased to half inch here.
Okay, did you say that hail was half inch?
That's correct. Half inch hail, approximately 2 miles southeast of DMS.
Okay, hopefully that improves my audio a little bit. Copied half inch diameter hail 2 miles southeast of TMS.
This is KE5 DPJ.
KE5 VPJ, go ahead.
Okay, I'm over here, I guess, on 407 South Crane Line here on the southwest side of Denton County. Do you need anybody over this way or not?
Just report what you got for me.
Right now, I'm just getting a lot of high wind and bread of the rain.
Okay, thank you very much. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning from Denton County until 8:45 p.m. Winds in excess of 60 miles an hour possible and hail up to 1 inch.
WTL.
Go ahead, Doug.
We've got some small hail coming in at this time on the southwest corner of the county. Winds are picking up, and it sounds like hail is getting a little bit bigger. I'm sitting out in the car right now.
Okay, when you get a chance, give me your best hail estimate, but don't let it hit you in the head.
I think we've got at least pea size out here right now.
Okay, thank you.
Weather Service?
National Weather Service, go ahead.
Good evening, guy. We're here with you. Sir, thunderstorm warning just went up for your county until 8:45. Main hazards are going to be 60 mile an hour wind gusts and quarter size hail.
Okay, I've got to report a half-inch diameter hail 2 miles southeast of TMS.
Sorry, copy.
I'm also getting pea-sized hail about 2 miles southwest of TMS at near 114 and South County Line Road.
Well, the center's copy. Thank you.
UQJ to NET.
UQJ, go ahead.
I had a brief period of about 40 mile an hour winds out of the north about 3 minutes ago, and a quick power flicker here at this location.
Okay, thank you. Have you seen any more hail, or have you seen hail at all? Because you're a little farther south than the other two stations.
I've seen no hail whatsoever at this location. I'm about a quarter mile north of 114 in the neighborhood.
Okay, thank you.
D5 ECF, wind control.
KG5 ETF, go ahead.
Okay, I'm approaching 288.35 by the water tower. Do you want me to hold position here?
If you go ahead and snake over, well, stand by for a second. Go ahead and hang out at the water tower, but I'm going to stage you from moving somewhere else.
Three stages, KG5 ETF, standing by.
KG5 ETF, can you go ahead and start heading to Sanger? Let me know when you get about the Keaton Road.
Hey Steve, give me 1 minute to flip around, get it on 35, and I'll be headed to Sanger.
Kilo Golf 5, Golf Golf India, I am on Keaton Road, stationary at the home point.
KG5 GGI, copy, thank you. Henry, I keep hearing something that gives me a hint that it may be Tropo from South Texas, because I keep hearing a station every now and then that just barely can't make the machine, but they've never been consistent enough to make me believe it was in our county. Go ahead with your report.
Roger, light T-size, County 407 and South County Line Road.
Okay, copied line P hail, South County line in 114.
Negative, South County line in 407.
Okay, correction, thank you. KC5EIB, go ahead.
All right, mile and a half south of 407 I-35W, T-size hail.
Copy, 1 mile south of 407 and 35W, T-size hail.
Yes, sir. KF5 ETT, and I'll confirm that.
Okay, copy, thank you.
KG5 ETF, net control.
KG5 ETF, go ahead.
I am 3/4 mile from Willem Road, headed northbound, and I'm getting really strong wind gusts up here. I want to say 60 mile an hour, a possible excess of that.
Okay, Okay, you're north of the Love's truck stop just before the that wrecking yard, correct?
Negative. I am just south stop. I am probably half a mile from Love's truck stop, headed northbound.
Okay, so you're in between Ganser and Willem.
Correct, sir.
Okay, Weather Services, Denton County.
Yes, sir. Can you give me the near city, what location?
He's going to be just a couple of miles north of Denton, up 35. He's still inside the Denton city limits, but he's north of Denton, maybe a couple of miles on 35 north.
Weather Service, copy.
UQJ to net.
UQJ, go ahead.
I now have 50 mile an hour winds out of the south at this location.
Okay, we've got estimated 53 miles west of TMS on 114.
Sir, copy, thank you.
Station has said confirm. Call sign again.
U5R.
Okay, copy, K5UR. Your signal just suddenly is deteriorated for some reason, but I got you. Thank you. Stations around Trophy Club, Flower Mound. I need you guys to be paying attention for any lowering activities. I'm being told that the potential may be increasing. So heads up, please be monitoring that closely. Minimum reporting criteria at this time, pea size scale or larger, winds in excess of 45 miles an hour, any tornadic activity. If you run across any damage, please give me the damage reports, including the diameter of tree branches. Again, my station's in Trophy Club Flower Mound area. I'm giving you guys a heads up at this time. Possible high winds as well.
WBH.
Go ahead, Bob.
And I'm stuck in a mud box at Lois Lane near the water tower. I can't get out. We have some pea-sized hail. Winds estimated 30 or better.
Service priority.
Weather service go.
Sir, tornado potential increasing east of Trophy Club. Moving into Flower Mound area. This is going to be brief if it's a tornado.
Okay, copy. Thank you. WB6WBH, do I need to send anybody your direction?
At this time.
Okay, thank you. At this point in time, gentlemen, I want to focus on the Trophy Club Flower Mound area. That is my top priority.
EPT to net.
EPT go.
I'm at 35W and 407. Would you like me to move and try to help out on that?
Please do, but try to hang kind of a curve south of that. I don't want you to go through it.
WBH.
Go ahead, Bob.
A massive power outage.
Okay, I'm going to have to hold off on some of those reports. At this point in time, we're looking for quarter-size hail or larger, winds in excess of 55, and tornadic activity. All other reports, please stand by. If you see a lowering, use the pro sign break, break.
X-35 south of Kilo Kilo.
Whiskey X-ray 5 station, call your suffix and go.
Yeah, AKK, this is Adam. I'm be located here at Vista Ridge Mall on 3040.
Weather Service.
Go ahead, Weather Service.
Sir, we are getting reports of power flashes in Flower Mound area.
Okay, I have those around Watauga as well. I'm in correction, around Trophy Club as well.
Service copy.
WB6WBH, can you give me a little bit more of your location and what were the power flashes relative to your location?
Yes.
WB6, WBH, I lost you, Bob. If you can give me a little more drill down location in that power flash is relative to you. At this time, I'm doing a call for stations in the Flower Mound, Louisville area. I have Whiskey X-Ray 5, Alpha Kilo Kilo, and additional stations. KC5 AMP, can I get you heading back to Louisville?
KC5 AMP, received, returning towards Louisville.
Whiskey 5, Gulf Lake.
Jay, give me a quick location and go.
At home, FM 1171 in Morris.
Okay, be looking to your south-southwest and as that comes through.
Roger, WB5GMT.
Okay, I had a double with somebody, but I got Jay. Was that WB6, WBH?
JLG.
Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm at my house looking southwest.
Thank you, sir.
G5 ETF, net control.
ETF, go ahead.
Yeah, guy, I'm sitting on Keaton Road, over 35, looking south.
Okay, stand by. WB6, WBH, Bob.
Go ahead.
Bob, I need your location. They're asking me for confirmation on those power flashes.
I'm at the water tower, 114 and 377. Actually, on lower plane and cannon. Did you copy, guys?
QSL, thank you.
TAX, control.
TAX, go ahead.
1 mile west of FM 1171 and FM 2499.
Okay, copy. Thank you. I'm still looking at stations in the Trophy Club, Flower Mound, Louisville area. You are my primary area of concern at this time. Again, I'm looking for quarter-size hail larger. I'm looking for winds in excess of 55. I'm looking for damage reports. Any reports of lowering, and at this point in time, I am asking for power flashes. If you have a power flash, I need to know where that is relative to your location.
EIB.
EIB, EIB, go.
KC5 EIB, Cleveland Gibbs Road, 1131 at 35W. High winds probably in the 50 to 60 mile an hour area, and I am moving back towards Pharma.
Okay, I got Cleveland Gibbs. What was the cross street?
1171. I'm about the Southern Regional Airport. This is one down here in southern end of the county.
USL.
EPT to net.
EPT, go.
So would you want me to go south on 377 from 407? That's where I'm at right now.
USL, that'll work for me. N5 IKD, net control.
N5 IKD.
Your current location, Robert?
I'm at... just east of 35W on 407.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to start pulling back towards Lake Dallas.
Okay, 5IKD.
You're mainly going to be damage assessment, but let me know what you find out. Denton County, EOC, this is net control.
Go ahead for KC5 EOC.
Have you guys gotten there yet?
Going out ETA 5 minutes.
K Okay, please bear in mind what you guys got coming at you. This is the same thing as bearing down on Lewisville. My station's in Little Elm, North Carrollton. You guys need to start looking towards your south-southwest as well. Oh, was that Alpha Echo 5 CRZ or Kilo Echo 5?
Kilo Echo 5. The Romeo's the loose power mount.
Which side of Flowermound are you on?
I'm on the border of Highland Village by Morris and Engine 407.
Okay, copy, thank you.
WBH?
Go ahead, Bob.
I have a report of a structure fire unit rolling on Greenleaf Drive in Sea Club. They haven't arrived on scene yet. We have multiple grounds. Call the grounds.
What was the report of the address again?
On 5 Greenleaf.
Okay, copy. Thank you, sir. This is KC5GO1 and Control, Denton County Skyward, net in progress. Minimum reporting criteria. Quarter size hail or larger, winds in excess of 55 miles an hour, any indications of rotation, and I will be looking for power flashes relative to your location. This is KC5GOI, net control.
Foxtrot 5, Papa Golf Mike.
KF5, PGM location and go.
Yes, I'm stationary 1 mile northeast of Bluestone.
Okay, thank you, sir. Go ahead, Henry.
I'm going to pull back into just proper.
Hey, let me know on any damage reports, Henry. This is past you, but let me know what you run into on damage reports. Do I have any additional stations around Roanoke?
U5R.
Any additional hail reports out of that area in general?
Negative, sir.
Okay, thank you.
KD5 EOC active.
Benton County EOC active, copy, thank you.
AKK.
AKK, go.
Just saw power flashes from my dispatcher, security dispatcher, right around the 121 business 3040 area via camera.
Okay, copy, power flashes 121 3040. Could you tell if it was lightning or if you think it was wind damage?
Given the distance, it looks like it was probably a wind type cause.
Okay, thank you. Weather Services, Denton County, Skywarn.
Sir, I got the streets. Where's that kind of located city-wise?
That's going to be slightly southwest of Lewisville.
Weather Service, copy.
That's going to put it about Lewisville, just north of Coppell.
So it's copy, thank you.
ETF, head control.
ETF, go ahead.
Yeah, do you wish for me to go ahead and continue holding the location here at Keaton Road and 35?
Well, we've got back up that way. It's just turning into a rain event, so I'm going to have you pull back. When you get to Loop 288, cut around town. I'm going to start sending you out 380 if you don't mind. I'd like to get you towards the 377-380 split on the east side of Denton.
Receive, KG5 ETF, in route.
Let me ask this question. Are you in Sanger?
I am sitting on the overpass of Keaton Road that goes right over 35, fixing to make my turn back towards the south.
Do this. Take 455 to 377 and pull back south.
Receive. WBH.
Go ahead, Bob.
I'm on the radio, fire radio also. The steeple at the Methodist Church on Trophy Club Drive near 114 is collapsed.
Okay, Methodist Church, the steeple, 114 and Trophy Club Drive is collapsed, correct?
Affirmative. And I'm stuck. I'm axle deep in mud.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I'm going to break protocol a little bit. Have you got any rope or a chain? Because I have somebody I can send your general direction.
Yeah, in my garage.
KU5R.
KU5R, go.
I can head that way if I can get a location. I've got a rescue strap.
Bob, give me your location.
Lois Lane and Chana Drive at the water tower in Roanoke.
Copy.
K5UR, if you run any other damage reports, let me know also. Thank you. Doug, he's in Trophy Club, but I need to break off of that conversation. Did you catch that report about the collapsed church steeple at 114 and Trophy Club Drive?
Yes, sir, I did. Sorry, I'm a little busy here. Any reports of injuries with that?
None.
WB6, WBH, net control.
The correct address, net control, WB6, WBH. The correct address is 101 Trophy Club Drive, and we're calling this a citizen's assist. No injuries reported at this time.
The service copy. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
This is 6HNC.
Station calling. Call sign again. Your location and go.
Kilo Charlie, 6 Hotel November Kilo, stationary in Lantana. Temperature has dropped 5 degrees in the last 20 minutes. Wind has picked up to 30 knots. Heavy lightning and heavy rain over.
Okay, HNK, copy, thank you. Other station, go.
Kilo Charlie 5, Echolinia Bravo, hail report. FM 1171, FM 2499, middle flower mound, sport pea size, and navy dime size hail.
Pea to dime size hail, FM 1171, 2499. K5 ICR, net control. County ELC, this is net control.
Go ahead, guy.
If that happens again, can y'all start to isolate that out and see if it's a voter site?
QSL, K5 ICR.
Charlie Alpha 5, Victor India Delta.
Victor India Delta, go ahead.
Yeah, guy, I heard you saying something about needing somebody at 380 and 377. I'm here if you want me.
Well, my spotter is still, he should be just slightly east of Sanger, so he's got a little ways to go before he gets there. But if you could hang out there for him for a little bit. I'm going to need to start trying to get some people that are closer to 423 and 380 as this system's picked up speed.
I'll hang out here and I can go that way. Just let me know what you need. KD5VID.
Why don't you go ahead and head out to 423 and 380 for me?
Received, on my way. KD5VID.
This is KC5GOY, Net Control, Denton County, Skyward, 8 in progress. Minimum reporting criteria is now pea-sized hail and larger, winds in excess of 45, any tornadic activity. I'm looking for also for flat power line flashes. My station's in the Colony, Little Elm, Frisco, Carrollton. You guys are currently in the line of fire as this system continues to increase in size and head to the northeast.
Kilo Echo 5, Charlie Andrew Romeo.
K5ICR location and go.
K5ICR, that was me, guys.
That was KE5ICR, CIR, sorry.
I've got 45 plus T size hail, 423 and 121.
GGY.
GGY, go.
50 mile per hour plus and power flashes, Rock Hill Road, 380 KE5GGY.
Pete, is that measured or estimated?
Estimated, but I've been through a bunch of this stuff.
I appreciate it. Weather Service, just Denton County, Skywarn.
That location again, please, near a city?
Okay, I've got two of them for you. One of them's going to be South Colony. That was the estimated winds at 45, and the other is going to be about 4 miles east of Denton, out 380.
Let's have a copy.
JLG, go.
Guy, I just lost about an inch in diameter tree in my front yard.
Okay, 1 inch diameter tree, southern Louisville. Was it a branch or was it the entire tree, Jerry? K5JLG, if you text if it was a branch or the trunk to me, I'd appreciate it.
It was the entire tree.
Okay, copy, thank you.
Was that 5 guy?
1 inch diameter tree fell. It's going to be on the southern end of Louisville off of 121 business, north of 3040.
Well, that's copy, thank you.
Kilo 5, CBS.
Copy Kilo 5, DBF. Location and your report, please.
Location is Frisco Lakes. We're 2 miles west of 423 near Stonebrook. We have total power outage here at about 35 mile an hour winds. Over.
November Alpha.
NNA, go.
November 5, November Alpha. I'm stationary at my home. I'm reporting quarter inch size. Roger.
Can you give me your location, please?
You have a decent location. So I'm in Hickory Creek, intersection of Robin's Nest and Tanglewood, northeast corner.
Okay, that's going to push you around Corinth, correct?
Hickory Creek on the east side of the freeway.
Okay, copy that. Quarter inch hail, east side of the city of Hickory Creek. Thank you.
WBH.
Go ahead, Bob.
The correct intersection is Dorman Street and Lois Street, Lois Lane, Lois Street, and it's right, you can't miss me, it's by the water tower here in, off of 114.
K5, UR, did you copy on direct?
I copy. Public safety had the road shut down on the business loop. I had to go a long way around. Be there short. KU5R.
AKK. AKK, go.
Yeah, P-class sales in three small.
National Weather Services, Denton County, Skyborn.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
George, I got two of them for you. East side of the city of Hickory Creek is going to be just southeast of Denton. We got to report a quarter-size hail, and I've got pea-size hail on the east side of Louisville.
For the service copy, thank you. KJ, 5
WBH.
Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Roanoke PD is closing Byron Nelson Boulevard underneath the viaduct near Oak Street, flooded.
Okay, copy, thank you.
What's the city there, guys?
Trophy Club.
Negative, Roanoke.
Yeah, correction, Roanoke.
Repeating that.
EIB, go.
Yeah, guy, take me off your list right now. I am at Firemount Fire Station 1 in the UC, or in his office.
Okay, Doug, thank you.
KO5, Yankee X-ray.
Stand by, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm stationary. I'm going to be in the middle of a little central fire.
Okay, central Little Elm. Thank you, Mike.
Shot 5, Victor Huffman, take control.
KF5 station, your suffix and go with your location and report. Last station that called, your call sign, location, and your report, please.
Alpha, Foxtrot 5, Victor Alpha, at downsized hail, I-35 south at Denton Road.
What size was the hail again?
Target. Dime size hail.
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to make sure I got the report right. Was it 35? And Denton Road, I know I got that wrong.
I-35 at Denton Road.
Is that 35 east or west?
35 east.
Okay, you're around Lake Dallas. Thank you.
Copy, thank you.
This is KC5GOI, Net Control, Denton County, Skyward, Net in progress.
Kilo Delta 5,
the suffix and go.
Yeah, it's Delta Bravo Foxtrot. We have a pea-sized hail at Frisco Lakes, about 2 miles to the west of 423 and Stonesbrook Parkway.
Which side of Frisco is that going to be on, please?
West Frisco,
right near one of the other banks of Lake Louisville. Over.
Copy. Thank you.
KF5 EPT to net.
KF5 EPT, go.
I'm northbound 377 in Argyle. Is there anywhere you want me to go?
The weather's already gotten past Argyle. It's, matter of fact, it's almost past 35 in between Highland Village and Corinth. What I'm interested in is any damage reports you might run across.
QSL, I haven't seen anything since I was on, since 1171 and 377.
DTX.
Go ahead, Ken.
You need me to go anywhere? It looks like I'm on the back side of this over here.
No, sir, you can go ahead and head back to the house.
Roger, W5DTX clear.
AKK.
AKK, go.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and stand down here. That's right.
All righty, thank you very much. Have a good evening. CIR, go ahead.
I moved in. I was coming here from Louisville. Now on a colony of 121 Main. We're in my C-size tail or larger 45 plus.
Okay, copy. Thank you. ETL, go ahead.
Whiskey Tango Lima, is that unit over in Roanoke get the help that he needs?
Yeah, K5UR is headed his way.
I'm out. Alright, if you're good, I'm going to go ahead and secure the weather on this end. It's pretty much subdued, so we're good. Hey guys, can I get a status on the Bolivar area real quick?
Looks like it's just light rain at this point in time. They took some rain, that was pushing the 2-inch mark over this event, but it's just light rain back up towards that area there now.
Thank you very much.
Are you in it?
Go ahead, Stuart.
Location, we've got moderate to heavy rain but and wind, but nothing else. We'll monitor here for anything further.
Okay, Stuart, thank you.
WBH.
I figured you've been heading a car wash.
Yeah, I will tomorrow. That's control, WB6WBH. I'm going to start running through doing a damage assessment. The Methodist Church at 101 Trophy Cross Drive, the steeple is gone.
As in carried off, or has it been ripped off and dumped in the backyard?
It's laying on the side of the road.
Alrighty, well, now you got an idea of the winds we had this evening.
Yeah, we've got debris all over the street. That's a shame, guys.
Yikes.
Go ahead, Ken.
I am back home, no damage on my way in, show me secure.
appreciate you going out, Ken. Have a good evening. They didn't copy the station. Do I have any other stations that are out and about right now that haven't secured? Please check in with me now. We're shutting this down.
WB6 WBH, I'm doing a damage assessment.
Okay, Bob, I'll keep an HT nearby. I missed dinner about 2 hours ago.
Dinner, what's that?
Lasagna, corn, breadsticks. Breadsticks don't microwave real well.
What's your address?
Nothing doing. Too many people already know where I am.
K5 EOC is coming over there. WB6, WBH, net control.
All righty, Bob. Like I said, I'll be monitoring, Bob, and I heard that, Eric. You guys going to hang around too much longer?
Negative. We're going to go ahead and head for food ourselves, so we'll monitor via HT, though. 85 EOC, please.
Okay, thank you. Last call for any additional stations.
K85 VID, you can show me secure, and I'll be at your house in about 2 minutes to get some of that.
K85 GCT and KM5 GCT, are you securing the net at this time?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, we'll check for damage on our way back, but I don't think there is any. Got to check all the steeples.
Does that make it a steeple chase?
I don't even chase them. I was just going to see if they blew off.
I couldn't let that one go. I know that was a bad joke.
Ooh, CSW.
You should have been with me and Zane when we were at Walmart recently. We saw a golf ball jammed in a storm drain grate, and it started around a great joke.
Sounds like you guys had a ball.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling him. I got a million of them. Okay, I appreciate everybody going out tonight. I'm going to secure the net at 8:53 p.m. That was almost a three-hour net tonight, so I appreciate everybody checking in. And tomorrow it's supposed to be quiet, so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Y'all have a good evening. This is KC5GOI. I will be monitoring via HT.
You are KC5GOI.
Go ahead, Jory.
So real quick before you go, excellent net from you guys this evening. We appreciate all the good reports. Sorry, we're kind of busy here at the Weather Service, and I caught you there going away. Thanks, guys, for all the reports, and hopefully it'll be quiet for you guys the rest of the evening. I will know real quick, you do have a flash flood warning in effect until 11 p.m. KJ5RM, National Weather Service, Fort Worth.
At least some of that rain landed over Louisville and got into the lake. So thanks, Jory. Have a good evening. KC5GOI.
Hey, God, you want me to bring the repeater down?
Yeah, if you could. I want to get some food in the microwave.
Yes, okay, how about you? T0L. Great net, guy. Appreciate it. I'm clear to 7-3.
Thank you very much, John. Have a good evening.